And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Something You May Not Know. Each of my guests will be sharing their story about a topic that may not be common knowledge. My next guest wants to change your life forever. He'll reveal how to create an abundance of wealth that will elevate you to your higher purpose. We'll discuss the techniques in his book, The Breaking the Money Barriers. If you want to join in the conversation with a true industry leader, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. Michael Duckett began life as an extremely impoverished person in a dangerous environment. As a young child, he was orphaned and left on the streets of Detroit with seven sisters to raise. Through perseverance and hard work, he became extremely successful by the age of 23. Dr. Duckett founded Upliving Life in 1996 to give back to others by creating and teaching a unique and effective technology of life called Upgrading Your Life to the Next Level. Dr. Duckett identifies specific mental codes in every person and keeps the person stuck at a specific functioning level in life. Michael has spoken before thousands and who have attended his seminars and who claim his books and his seminars have changed his life. Michael holds advanced degrees in many disciplines, including business, theology, chiropractic, and law. His latest book, Breaking the Money Barrier, is one of several books Michael has written, including Overcoming Fear, Six Keys to Balancing Your Life, How to Be Up During a Down Times, Creating the Life of Your Life, and Simple Stock Market. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Billy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's jump right into it, shall we? Because you say in your book that life and success leave definite patterns. You've discovered those patterns, and you want to share them with others. That's sort of your life's purpose. So, Dr. Duckett, what are the patterns that you've identified?
Well, of course, when we're talking about life, it's multifaceted, so there are a number of different patterns. But if someone is experiencing strain, struggle, or confusion in any particular area of their life, Billy, it's due to really that they're not intelligent enough about that particular area. So if there's confusion, the person just needs to gain some intelligence. And where there's a lot of confusion right now is around the subject of money. And so people think that they have an understanding of it in some cases even, that they could be professionals, and yet they find themselves still in that struggling state, especially right now. So there are 12 things, for instance, that wealthy people teach their children from a young age, and they rear their children on these 12 principles.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back, just take a step back, if we can, Dr. Duckett, for a moment, and let's look at why is it that most people have confusions when it comes to the area of money or lack the knowledge and understanding about money? You'd think, you know, an adult at this point in their life would know a thing or two about money.
Well, I tell people as they come and start to learn from my lessons is that everything's upside down. It really is upside down. If you remember back into your high school biology classes, light's refracted off an object. That light goes through the lens of the eye to the back of the brain, where in that occipital lobe in the back of the brain, it flips it right side up. Well, not only are we seeing things upside down with our eyes, we see things upside down with our minds. And when we're talking about the subject of money, we think, well, I'll do what I know, not necessarily what works. And so people get stuck in the pattern of doing what maybe they were taught. And those lessons, in most cases, aren't the correct lessons to amass or accumulate large portions of wealth. Instead, they're just directed and programmed to get by. And so they get by in different ways. It might be paycheck to paycheck or year to year or whatever. But as far as to truly amass a fortune, and these days, in order to become independently wealthy, a recent survey was done, and it showed where if you have less than $3.5 million, you are not able to really quit employment. You cannot be independently wealthy until you reach that mark, minimum.
And so few people do. I mean, when you think about the Forbes richest 400 in America, there you've got to have multi-millions, but that's only 400 people out of a country of 310 million people. So how many people are, first of all, qualified to be able to retire with that 3.5 million mark? And for those of us who aren't, how do we get to that level?
It's less than 2% of the population that actually control more than 80% of the wealth in this country. So less than 2% of the people reach that financial independence that many different organizations, businesses, and people, financial gurus and self-help gurus are out there trying to teach. Less than 2% of the people will ever reach it. And so you have to go back to the fundamentals, for instance, of what money is, what it isn't, how to handle this, because that's one of the things. You know, money is not real. That's the first lesson that these wealthy people even teach their children. Money is not real. It's only paper and metal or numbers on your bank account that you give confidence to, you have confidence that it's of value, and that confidence is nothing more than a thought. So you have to start changing your thoughts around this energy called money. That's the first step.
Very good. We're talking to Dr. Michael Duckett, author of the book, Breaking the Money Barriers. And Dr. Duckett, when you look at that, the dollar and the fact that we put faith in the dollar that it has some value, you take a look at inflation and some of the things that are affecting our world today or may affect our world in the future. How does that impact our ideas or our beliefs about money?
Well, it diminishes the value that we place on money. So we start to actually think that money is worth less than what it was to begin with. Another thing that will contribute to that is credit cards. When you are utilizing a credit card, that you are not really exchanging cash, you're exchanging, you know, through the means of a piece of plastic, and you don't realize the impact of that until you get your bill. How many times have your listeners received their bill and they really have kept track of what they were charging in their minds for the month, and all of a sudden they go, wow, that's a lot higher than what I thought? That's because they didn't place a good enough value on that money to keep track of it. Wealthy people, we keep track of it. The average person spends 6 to 8 hours a month maximum on their finances. A wealthy person spends between 40 and 60 hours minimum a month. It's not because they have more money. Even if they had a small amount of money, they would still be concentrating on their money to that type of a thing. Well, money isn't everything and all that. Well, the truth of the matter, anyone that says that money isn't everything, I believe that it goes with the old saying that says, well, they just flat out don't have any. It is important, and its importance, it can be reflected in a number of areas of life. You can provide better for your children from not only their surroundings and their environment, but their future. We find that divorce rates are up high during economic downtimes. That's pretty much a common knowledge that financial strains will affect a relationship. So it is important stuff.
Without a doubt.
That you need to know about.
Without a doubt. There's that old saying, I've been rich and I've been poor, and it's better to be rich. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Duckett, everybody, author of the book Breaking the Money Barriers. And you've made it very clear that beliefs create money barriers in our lives. So what are some of those false beliefs? And let's go through the 12 principles that wealthy people share with their children that the rest of us may not know.
Okay, we covered one there, Billy, for your listeners, is that money is nothing but energy. And so start changing your thoughts around money. Stop thinking about the lack or the scarcity of it, and think about it in that you are a steward of this energy and that you have an abundance of it. Maybe you don't have it in your possession, but you have the ability to create an abundance of it. We find that there are some immigrants that come into this country that within a small time frame, and if you just take one, for instance, the Koreans, and this is not picking anyone, it's definitely a compliment to them. They come in here as indentured servants. Someone has sponsored them in. They have to work for this individual from 3 to 5 years for nothing more than just the means almost to exist. But within 7 to 10 years, the average Korean becomes a millionaire in this country. That's a wonderful thing, because we are the land of opportunity. What I'm trying to tell people is go ahead and use the same principles that they're using, because they're teaching their children, even if they're not wealthy, they're teaching their children what we're talking about today. And so number two is become intelligent around the subject of money. Learn about money. You know, it's something that people will watch some of the programs on television and follow them to where they'll know the different dance contestants or idol contestants by name, as if they're almost a family member. But then if you ask them, okay, well, what's your return on investment? They go, what's that? Well, this is something that children need to know about. And so become intelligent around the subject of money. It doesn't mean you have to enroll in a university or anything. Pick up a book on the subject of money, multiple books, but start with one book. Read anywhere from 2 to 10 pages a day, every day. And within a matter of just a few years, you'll have a good grasp where you can sit down and with any banker, investment advisor, stockbroker, and have an intelligent conversation.
All right.
It's essential if you want to accumulate wealth.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. We're talking to Dr. Michael Duckett. Breaking the Money Barriers is his book. And so you say, become intelligent around money, and it's a learning issue. So my question to you is this, Dr. Duckett. Money, should it be taught in schools, or should it be taught in the homes?
Well, that's a really good question, Billy. Remember, the education system is it really should be looked at as an introduction of information. The home must be the reinforcement of that. And so, yes, and how is it taught in the home? Primarily by example, and then next by responsibility. As I teach people, I used to say that it takes 18 to 21 years for human beings to raise their offspring to be independent, and that's the longest, incidentally, of any mammal on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have upped that number to be somewhere between 35 and 45 years old.
Wow. So we're not fully mature until we hit 40, 45 years old when it comes to issues of money and money matters. We're talking to Dr. Michael Duckett. Michael, what are some of the other laws that rich people teach their children that the rest of us don't know?
That if you want to increase your money, then what you do, the formula is increase your productivity, become productive. Increase your exchange. Instead of looking for something for nothing, start to exchange more than what you're getting. If you're working for someone, go in there and handle that company, that job as if it's your company. If you are providing a product or service for the public, give them more than they're expecting, because it will create an imbalance. Remember, we're talking about energy when we're talking about money. So if you create an imbalance, then the universe will automatically fill it in. God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, it will automatically fill it in. And then the third thing is communicate this. When you are producing more, you're exchanging more than what people are expecting of you, then get out there and let everyone know. Communicate, 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 also known as marketing. Now, some people might say, well, I'm not good at marketing or sales. Let me tell you, we're all in that business. If you're in a relationship of any sort with children and a significant other, you are in marketing. When you stop marketing yourself to that individual, you're going to have you're going to have some relationship problems. So in this case, start to communicate about how you are producing more to everyone, how you are exchanging more with everyone, and that will cause an increase in your finances.
All right, well, let's come back and drill down on that for just a minute, if we can, Dr. Duckett, because if I'm working in a 9-to-5 job right now and I take your advice that money is energy and I need to give more and I start giving more, and even if I communicate it to my boss, in these economic times, the boss is going to be reluctant, if not loath, to give me a raise or to compensate me more for the extra work that I do. So tell me, what are some examples of how that can come back to benefit me in other ways other than the financial compensation directly from my employer?
Well, directly from your employer is that if you're handling your job, for instance, as if it's not a job anymore, that it's a business, and that business is actually yours. And you start to look for ways that your employer can improve production, improve their exchange with others, give more to their customers, and improve their communication, and then relay those ideas to people, that it will start to bring attention to you, and you will become more valuable to that employer. So that's one of the ways. But don't forget one major element of this as well, is that when you're doing that, you're going to increase your self-worth. You are going to feel more worthwhile. And when you start to feel more worthwhile, and you increase your self-worth, then you're going to start projecting that out. And when you start projecting that out, your world will start to accommodate that. Now, this is it takes some continuity. You can't do it like today and not do it tomorrow. You have to get in this character and start to walk around and feeling like that individual that you want to be. If you want to be a 10 times millionaire, start to feel that at this time, because it doesn't happen to where you work your way through this feeling less, you know, or with low self-esteem and low self-worth, and then all of a sudden you wake up one day with 10 million. No, you start feeling it now, and then once again that void, it creates a vacuum, and that void being that you are declaring out there, look, I'm $10 million, even though that you might only have $5 in your pocket. And you start to interact that way without the worries, without the fret, and especially without the feeling of lack, that then all of a sudden everything will start to change in your world to accommodate you. It has to change. And that's how people like myself amass great fortunes from nothing. We somehow came across this information, either instinctively or someone taught us.
Very good. We're talking to Dr. Michael Duckett. He's the author of the book, Breaking the Money Barriers. And, Doc, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So what makes breaking the money barriers relevant today?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, money never goes out of style, first of all. But when we face times like right now, we're in a very unique time. Since the Great Depression, they created the term or the word recession. Before that, there was no even term called recession, but they wanted a term, the government wanted a term that they can utilize so it wouldn't cause mass hysteria and panic among the people. The good news about a depression or a recession, it's a time of opportunity. If you go back from 1930 to 1940 during the Great Depression, more millionaires were created in that one decade per capita than any other decade in the history of the country. So this is a good time for opportunity, but you're going to have to get through some of the barriers that are holding you back, some of the misconceptions around this energy that have been programmed. And a lot of times, your bankers might not be aware. They might be able to read the income statements, you know, the profit and loss statements and the cash flow statements, but they don't know what you are going to know when you start to break your money barriers and say, okay, let me roll up my sleeves and get into the subject and really learn it once and for all.
And it is an important subject. We've been talking to Dr. Michael Duckett, author of the book, Breaking the Money Barriers. Michael, if people are interested to learn more, they like the sound of your voice, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can go to our website at www.upgradinglife.com.
Michael, it's been great. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it.
Thanks.